You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Here's the prayer that's based on today's passage. O King of the nations and their desired one, cornerstone that makes both Jew and Gentile one, come save man whom you formed out of the dust. And one of the passages that forms the basis for it, the passage we'll meditate on today, is from the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 7. And I will shake all nations, so that the treasures of all nations shall come in. And I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. The word which the RSV translates as treasures of all nations is in the King James Version, desire of nations, which is following the Latin Bible. We noted earlier, when we were talking about the root of Jesse that stands as an ensign, that the nations seek that ensign. That the Messiah who is to come is the one whom the nations will desire and will seek. And that's borne out in the response of many nations to Jesus Christ, as many nations still are responding to the gospel of Jesus Christ and coming to know him. Haggai says that the Lord will shake the nations, and he's going to shake the treasures out of them. I kind of imagine someone, you know, when a little kid gets shaken for lunch money and the change falls out of his pockets when the bully holds him up and shakes him over the floor. I'm not sure if that's the image he's going for, but that's the one that comes to my mind. He's saying he'll shake out the treasures of the nations, and those things will be brought into the house of the Lord. That happens, and that was probably expected to happen by the first century Jews in a way that the Messiah would lead a Jewish host to conquer the nations and then would bring as tribute into the temple all the gold and silver and precious stones that were gotten in that conquest. But the Messiah played his hand in a very different way. And Jesus came, he didn't come leading an army in world conquest. He came meekly, he came lowly, and he surrendered himself unto death in order to gain his victory. What that did was it brought the nations that were earlier estranged from God into contact with the Lord, into relationship with the Lord. And the nations then began bringing in their treasures. You can see those treasures as the gold and silver that they brought in, that then goes to not only the adornment of places of worship, but goes to the relief of the poor, the most treasured possessions of the Lord. You can also see the riches of those nations as a cultural riches. One of the wonderful things we see as we share the gospel with people from other cultures is that the riches of their culture are brought into the church. It happened in the early Christian centuries with the riches of Greek philosophy, and it's happening today with a Christianity that's spreading all over the globe and bringing different traditions of music, of literature, of art, from all sorts of cultures into the church. That's a wealth that we can all share, that we can all enjoy. But it's also something that we should contribute to. Let's seek to adorn the house of God with whatever riches he's given us, whether they're the financial resources we have or the particular gifts of making beautiful things, of telling good stories, and of sharing the gospel itself.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.